Blackstone Publishing presents Fentanyl, Inc. How Rogue Chemists Are Creating the Deadliest Wave of the Opioid Epidemic by Ben Westhoff. This book is read by Alex Boyles. In memory of Michael Helius Schafermeyer, inspired artist, generous soul. Introduction. For Christmas vacation in 2014, Bailey Henke went on a road trip, driving west across the snowy plains of North Dakota. The recent high school graduate departed his apartment in Grand Forks with his roommate, Kane Schwant. They passed the University of North Dakota, the lumber store, and the town landfill before the city gave way to farmland. The sky began to open up. Henke, who wore a chinstrap beard, put U2 on the stereo and watched the scenery speed by. Prone to goofy sarcasm, he had a way of putting others at ease, of putting on a brave face no matter how he felt inside. He and Schwant knew that what lay ahead of them on this trip, that it wouldn't be easy, but they felt optimistic. They weren't just visiting family members for the holiday. They were traveling with a specific purpose: to get well. The two 18-year-old friends had developed opioid addictions. In addition to nasty heroin habits, they had recently become consumed by an even more potent and destructive drug called fentanyl. Most people, if they knew of fentanyl at all back then, knew of it as a medicine. Doctors had used it for decades, during surgeries, in epidurals for women during childbirth, and to help cancer patients and others in great pain. But around the time Henke and Schwant started using it, fentanyl abuse was becoming increasingly common. Like heroin, fentanyl is a derivative of morphine, capable of producing both great pleasure and great suffering, except it can be 50 times stronger than heroin. Even a tiny amount can overwhelm the respiratory system, causing users to stop breathing. Henke and Schwant initially got their fentanyl from medical patches bought on the black market. The prescription-grade patches were intended to be stuck onto one's chest or upper arm to relieve pain, but Henke and Schwant didn't use them that.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?